Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Welcome today for another lesson in English as part of the students' home school learning at Ministry of Education. Stop waiting, you me, law studio today.
Me June Ruma Piaita.
Noeline Otari.
Beglen Saini.
And myself, Abigail Marita.
Once again, our good parents, guidance, teachers, and learners, wherever you are listening from, this homeschool learning is very important to our learners in years 1, 2, and 3 classes. Hence, you are advised to sit with your child if he or she is in year 1, year 2, and year 3 class so that you can support your child during this 30 minutes English language program. Therefore, teachers and learners, please listen very carefully. Now, by imi little bit recap lo previous lesson blo imi lo watna imi lanem lo previous lesson. Now, we would have a short recap on our last lesson we had on an instructional and learning strategy called shared writing. What is shared writing? Shared writing is an activity that teachers use a lot in year 1, 2, and 3 to help learners to participate in the creation of a new text. It is particularly important to use as learners are gaining confidence in writing, but provides support from the teacher to construct ideas and construct the text. Shared refers to the task or duty being provided between the teacher and the learners, sharing the thinking and sharing the writing of words on the page. This means that shared writing can take different forms depending on the skill of the learner and the difficulty of writing activity. For example, a writing activity that requires the use of new complex or difficult words or sentences, meaning a new topic in science, for example, or time imilak makem any poem, will need more thinking and writing by the teacher, while an easier text or some recount of shared activity, retelling familiar story. This is sometimes called interactive or collaborating writing when the learners do the writing on the page. Now, we shall move on to our new writing strategy called guided writing. And by imi listen go lo nara, madam blo imi babae hem elaborate lo next writing blo imi.
Our lesson focus is on what is guided writing. Guided writing is very similar to guided reading in the classroom that learners are placed into smaller groups that are at a similar level or who are working towards a similar writing goal. Imi been doing guided reading lo past lesson blo yumi, and guided writing hem similar lo this one. In the classroom where learners, imi teachers, imi save placing or grouping oketa inside of the smaller groups that oketa sit down according lo similar level of learning, where imi teachers, imi save help em oketa for achieving what na goal blo yumi time you may teach him or get learners blow me you may inside classroom. The purpose of a guided writing session is for teachers to spend with a small group of students that have been grouped based on teacher observations or remarks on learners. Now, our teachers' purpose blow you me time you may guide him or get learners play you me okay groups him help him you me too time you me do observation blow you me or time you me like for doing some for a short assessment or learners blow you me by him easy time you me place them in their group. Guided writing is an activity that is used when learners have gained some confidence and competent in writing particular text. This means that the learner have had particular type of text, model or shared and are able to write more of the text with their own ideas and with their own pen or pencil. Now, when teachers, you may model them now, guided reading with them out learners, you may. Like what it may be doing time shared writing. Him by helping okay learners blow you me inside low class by okay survey writing own text blow oketa according to own ideas blow oketa we okay survey creating inside low text. And you me teachers you me now to provide support okay learners blow you me by giving clear guidelines for the activity by giving some clear or explicit ways to complete the task and then by supporting learners throughout the task. You may teachers time, you may give him guidelines okay learners you may when okay about to do the activity. You may say you must explain him clearly okay learners. And time okay beginning okay about to do the writing, teachers our task is to walk around the classroom and he may guide him, okay, learners blow you me. Now we shall move on to the next one is the importance or benefits of guided reading. Why not guided reading is very important and what not some for the benefits where by okay beginning savagarem or okay having time in teachers implementing with them okay inside classroom. During a guided writing session, teachers are able to provide direct instructional support and immediate feedback to students in a small group environment. Well, during guided reading session, IMI teachers, IMI are able for IMI providing direct teaching or instructional support, golo okay, learners blo IMI, and also while doing this, IMI save giving back to feedback or learners time or sit down inside the small group. Locator. Students are working at their level with strong teacher support that enables for a successful independent writing experience for the children involved. By me, repeat more. The importance or benefits of guided writing. What now? Some for the benefits or the importance of guided writing. During a guided writing session, teachers are able to provide direct instructional support and immediate feedback to students in a small group environment. Now, all teachers during guided reading time or period have now time where IMI serve able for IMI providing direct teaching or instructional support and same time too IMI serve giving feedback or learners blow you me time or to sit down inside low small learning group locator. Learners are working at a level with strong teacher support that enables for a successful independent writing experience for the children involved. This will increases learners' confidence levels and encourages them to keep on trying. Because of the small group setup, teachers, you can give individual learners skills. Because of the small group setup, teachers, you can give individual learners clear scaffolding or support and have meaningful, detailed conversations with each learner. That is because teachers imi put him other learners inside other small group. Okay, ta? You me teachers lo here imi save support him okay, ta, or scaffold him okay, so that time okay doing writing him one for a piece of work where by him meaningful and time of the story lo each other, but get some meaning too. What now Naralena him meaning or writing is a text for him. Guided writing is an important part of the teaching sequence as demonstrated or shown in the early year learning in primary setting. Imi save say or imi say that guided writing he one for important part lo teaching sequence of writing where imi demonstrating lo get early year learners blow you me is at lo primary classroom because during guided writing it is a key step between the whole class teaching and independent writing. Time teachers you me carry on shared writing with them or learners blow you me inside class him involving whole class teaching and him preparing okay learners blow you me that time okay to save right silver inside the own group locata by the next level of writing by okay save doing independent writing. Next point, it is during the guided writing season that children are supported to improve their writing and to work with increasing independence. During guided writing season, yeah, okay, learners blow you me, you meet teachers support him, okay, or okay, selva too, so we support him each other as they are sitting in peer so that okay, selva, so we reading, writing, lo nara one, okay, so we own editing, workable, okay, and help him, okay, for okay, write selva time, okay, do him now, independent writing. It is an essential stage in the teaching sequence as it enables the teacher to scaffold children towards independence writing. It contributes to the personalization of learning by enabling the teacher to tailor the teaching to the needs of the group and facilitating the teaching and learning of individual children. Now, it means that time in me doing shared writing inside class, teachers him contribute to mass lo oket individual picking in learning lo oketa that by himself help him oketa too for right silver and teachers but you have notice him what now a need lo there for that for a particular learner or group where oket sit down inside classroom and then you have help him oketa individually or accordingly. It enables the teacher to observe and respond to the needs of individuals within the group, to give immediate feedback on success, and to discuss further areas for improvement. So time in doing shared writing, I'm helping you meet teachers to mass that imi save doing close observation or imi watch him oket pikinini, and then imi too save respond oket pikinini. What can need now? Oket group or the individual pikinini oketa face him or come across them oketa doing worker lo inside small writing groups bloketa lo classroom. So now we'll move on to our next point, which Madam June Bahem taking you me through.
How guided writing is carried out. How now you meet teachers lo class, you miss have carry out guided writing. Or you miss are doing guided writing with them class blow you me. Following assessment and the identification of the learning needs of the learners, teacher, you are then required to group the learners according to their similar needs. After teacher, you may carry out assessment low class, by you may identify na other learning needs blow other learners blow you me low class. Learning needs are same. Sample a pikinini, okata might not save how for writing other letters yet. Sample okata no save put them in punctuation marks. Or some of them, okata might not recognize him other words, so fluency law writing blocketa by him is slow. Now, after you may identify other learning needs, then we group them. Group them follow na other needs blocketa. So, during guided writing, teacher to work with the carefully selected groups of learners according to their current targets or specific needs. Teachers, we should also consider carefully the targets or needs and then plan the content of the session to be carried out with the learners accordingly. Heminim osem. Time medium guided writing. After you medium assessment, then we group them according to groups blockata. Imi teachers, imi must work carefully with them each group. Because lo planning blow you me, imi by planning okata activities inside lo writing ya. For target him now, or for him gear towards na learning needs blockata. And content blow session ya, where you do me, imi must look him that imi provide him opportunity for this certain group. For imi must do him what activities whereby him help him okata for improve him na learning needs blockata. And in doing so, we need to consider the followings. One, choose a writing task that has some challenge, but it's not too difficult for most learners to complete. It is a good idea to have a model of a text that looks like the one the learners will complete, but not that they will copy. Heminim, time me choose him ota writing task for ota picking blow. Imi must make him a little bit garden some of a challenge. That one whereby him need to make our learners think. But then he must not too difficult too for okata for completing. And him good that we make a model text blow me. He must similar to the ones where Imi might be doing during the week, but not Ota warning Imi lo here. Imi no write him a story, then Ota pikinini, Ota copy him. Okay, for example, now if you want to choose an animal to write about, then you might have the text about a cat. Then you make a text, for example, for model, for Ota pikinini, look follow. Then time about doing actual writing, no anyone by doing write about cat mona because already you have a model story him about cat. So Ota might write on other animals like dog or same. So we must be careful on how Imi like him the text to be organized or how now a order of writing that Ota learners Imi like him Ota for write, and we need to guide them for Okata follow how now you may like it to be. Secondly, we teachers, we need to decide on which part of the task the learners will need guidance. This might be in ordering the activity or making notes. This will be a whole class activity, but will not be a whole task. This one has minimum time you may teachers, you may decide law. Activity or the task that by other learners lo certain group, each group learning need group ya or dream, imi must decide them to which part lo that activity now by imi teachers we need to guide them lo him. Which part now by ota dream celeba. Okay, it might be on pathway ota by doing ordering activity him now by imi need him, imi need for help him okata lo him, or where Imi need for help him okata too low. Time ota make him notes. Block okata weba ota need for use him. Time ota by writing story. This is an whole class activity. But the task weba ota picking in ya doim. By him no. Everyone doim ya. Each one of them ota doim celeba. Thirdly, when the learners have been given some language teaching and know how and know they are going to write, they are given time to construct their own text. Ogata learners, ogata need to construct their own stories. What naba ogata write about? Imi teachers, we might need to hear from them. How naba ogata plan them now? Story block that they are going to write. Learners will need this using notes they have made previously. Imi talk about ya. And taking words and phrases from their sources, such as books that they have been reading. if ota sabe ogata need ota information, but ogata already ota come across lo story, but always refer back lo ogata. Go look at him. Oh, book osem na mi read about information in lohem. They will always refer back. All the charts that we have, imi teachers imi prepare them, then we put them up inside lo classroom for ogata. Like ogata sight words or common words, ogata nouns, verbs, ogata charts osem. About the beginning and ending for isim ogata. And teachers, your job during this time is to move around and to make sure all learners are doing the task correctly and you guide them well. And teachers, you can also provide support with language features such as sentences with the punctuation marks. If you look go around, then you look him anyone him write him a sentence with beginning with small letter, then you might need to correct him or her. The vocabulary and the spelling, we may need for guiding ogata with him. And it is also important that we allow learners to try first, and then we correct their work after. Fourthly, teachers, we need to provide opportunities for our learners so that they should also have the chance to discuss their writing with their peer groups or other group members. Blokata. This will help the learners to think about their writing, take advice, and rehearse or practice what they want to write. And it is our role, teachers, talking about this with the learners that will make them write writing blokata by hemi flow, because we teachers, we support them and by hemi helpful law process law constructing text blokata. Fifth, we learners, we need to guide learners too and give them time to show their writing to each other and read the different ways that others completed the task. Then all these texts are similar but by him not the same. If you find that tufala text tufala same him minim, they might be narwan him might look lo narwan and then him write follow. But we must ensure that our learners ought to write texts blokata, he might be similar but not the same. And learners, you give time for ought to give suggestion to their group members or members in their group on how Hana ought to improve on writings blokata. They help each other to improve their writing. Especially ota where ota fast learners, it might be helpful to the slower ones. So, imi teachers, we need to tell them that ogata must help each other to improve writings blokata. And imi should help them too, for imi tell them ogata, how now ogata are doing this one. We give them advices. So, good teachers and learners have now how guided reading imi should carry him out. I repeat, hemna how imi sab advise mokata for kata sab improve writing blokata. And now, by imi go on for our summary from Madam Becklin.
To summarize, guided writing is an activity that is used when learners have gained some confidence and competent in writing particular text. This means that the learner have had the particular type of text model or shared and are able to write more of the text with their own ideas and with their own pen or pencil. As teachers, we should provide support by giving clear guidelines for the activity, giving some clear ways to complete the task, and then by supporting learners throughout the task or writing. Now, parents, teachers, and learners who are listening out there, I hope you have learned something. With this, that is all from us for now. Till we back again, same time next week. Thank you very much for listening. From all of us here,
Me, June Ruma Pieter.
Noeline Otari.
Beglen Saini.
And myself, Abigail Wasimai Marita.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.